ones virtually in the audience, so I hope our audio is working.
Very good.
Turn the power on.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 9 o'clock. Today is December 6, 2022. We want to welcome all of you to Los Alamos County Board of County Commissioners regular scheduled meeting. So at this time, I'm going to ask everyone to rise, and Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you please give us an invocation?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this joyous holiday Christmas season we are about to enter. We pray that you keep our families that are traveling and visiting one another during this joyous season to be safe in all their journeys and travels. Please keep our students and our children warm and safe, and may we all have a glorious Christmas season. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Would you please join me on the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call, Mr. Berenkamp.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Here.
Commissioner Fiegs Lopez?
Here. And Commissioner Tony is attending a meeting for the appropriations, reviewing grants today in Pueblo, so he will not be joining us. However, we do have a quorum, so thank you so much. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Berenkamp?
No changes, Commissioner, although when you reach item 9A, I'll ask you to table that item, but no changes to the agenda.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion at this time.
Motion to approve the agenda.
And I'm going to second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Thank you. Consideration of minutes. We don't have any. So we want to welcome the New Elk Mine representatives this morning. John, welcome. Ms. Torres, welcome. And I know you have a basketball and that scares me, but certainly we'll have a one-on-one later on. Want to please join us, and you have a presentation slash donation for Los Alamos County Fairgrounds.
Very good, thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
I'd just like to, on behalf of New Elk Coal, say very much we appreciate it being part of this community. And one of our focuses and one of our emphasis is to make sure that we can contribute in some small way to improvements in the community. And even in the short time that I've been here, I can see contributions from many people that are improving the facilities around the county and in the town of Trinidad, and it's really good to see, and I'm really pleased to be part of contributing to that. So we'd like to present a check today to contribute to the basketball, construction of the basketball court at the county fairgrounds. I was really happy to visit with Phil the other day, about a month and a half ago, and have a look at the improvements, particularly in the park there and the kids playground and the picnic facilities. And I'm very happy to contribute to the ongoing construction activities in that park at the fairgrounds. So I can see it's going to be a bit of a hot spot for people to congregate, maybe not in the middle of winter, but certainly as the summer comes on in April and May, it'd be great if this basketball court was also there to be used. So we'd like to present a check. One of the focuses for New Elk is the youth and community. So this is a combination to add to the facility at that fairground with a focus on giving our youth an active place to play. They don't have to be on their social media, they can actually be on the basketball
Wonderful. So, Commissioner, any questions? You know what, I want to say, you know, from the bottom of our heart, on behalf of the citizens of San Luis County and Trinidad, thank you for the contribution. Outdoor recreation is exactly where we need to be. In Los Angeles County, we're going through a feasibility study to improve the grounds at the fairgrounds, and certainly this is going to be one of those stepping stones to provide more access for the youth to congregate, for families to come together. We do have other plans to erect a couple of other structures out there, so certainly when we get there, we will have an invitation from New York, and then maybe we can have that a challenge. Remember, 20 minutes. Very good. So, you know, we would like to take a photo up with you all, if that would be okay.
Thank you very much. Yes, Director?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Count of three, one, two.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
I'm going to put this right here in Tony's spot.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You guys have a great day.
Oh, you are.
We really appreciate it. And once again, welcome. Thank you for all of this stuff. And
that's right.
New office. Yes, it's had a conversation yesterday. I'm inviting you to the round table for the session.
Okay. There we go. Very good.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
You have a great day.
Well, thank you, New Elk, and for your wonderful gift. But I also like to thank our staff. This was a pipe dream we started about 6-7 years ago, and now it's come to fruition. So if it wasn't for our staff getting all the paperwork done, we wouldn't have great endowments like this today. So thank you, staff, for what you guys have done. And I look forward to seeing those fairgrounds. And I got 2 years left. Let's get them done.
Well, this is really a reflection of Team Los Angeles County. So at this time, let us go to reading of correspondence. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you please provide us an update?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I had a few meetings I was unable to attend. Dude, as you can hear my voice, I still had a lingering cough still going. But I was able to attend our health department board meeting. We finalized the budget. I think we're good to go with Arna here at the county. There was no changes, correct?
No, it's still a sheet that we
have. So the board approved the budget for the health department. Thank you, Los Angeles County and Workmore County for getting this accomplished. Also report that the monkeypox pandemic is nearly over and about to be taken off as a pandemic event nationwide. And that was pretty much it for the Board of Health. The Chair Partners Incorporated met. I was unable to attend that meeting as well. And I have the Front Range Passenger Rail Conference starting Thursday. I'll be in Denver for that. And then next week, of course, we have our Board of Counties Incorporated board meetings in Denver, all of Monday, Tuesday, and half of Wednesday next week. Be attending that. But I would like to give a big shout out to my Pony Farmer girls basketball team, who released the champions of the Trinidad State basketball tournament this past weekend. Congratulations to them and all the teams and all the kids that came and played. It was a great amount of basketball. I think I'm good at basketball for a while. It's a lot of games, but I really enjoyed it. Very proud of the girls, watching them grow, seeing them play year after year as little kids, all the way to their junior and senior year in college. It sure is heartwarming to see these young women and young men grow into young, mature adults. And congratulations. And that's all I have, Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Lopez. Provide a couple of updates. The National Association of Counties, we held they held a national meeting with all 50 states on the agriculture perspectives, climate, smart ag. So I had a couple of questions for them. I extended an invitation to Ms. Jody Amato, as she happened to be nearby to join me in the meeting. And it was quite interesting because the definition through the United States Department of Ag is not quite there yet. But one of the things that the Department of Ag at the national level will be setting aside is $3 billion, $3.3 billion for grants nationwide to provide subsidies for farmers that choose to do this climate smart agriculture. And so in it, it has a lot of the farmers that receive these grants will have to comply with the carbon sequestration, with exactly the blueprint that is coming from that. So it was quite an interesting conversation. It was about an hour and a half meeting, a lot of questions because it is new, a feel for all the farming and ag communities. But this program is going to be rolled out fairly soon. And one of the comments that kind of what we were able to produce with X number of acreage may be able to be produced with less acreage by using this climate smart ag. So there's a lot of research to be made. So one of the things that I'm going to be working directly with our Colorado counties is to get the translation from that language to what exactly it means for individuals farming here in frontier counties, rural counties throughout rural America. So that meeting was quite interesting. We had a couple of updates on the energy. My question to the representative from the Department of Ag at the national level was, part of the question was asked of all of us, what are some of the impediments for the ag communities where you live? And for us, basically, is that the inability to stop the inflation for some of the farming communities. Implements are so expensive, diesel is so expensive, and a lot of our farmers are not able to hire employees to help them do their chores at their farms and ranches. So this is going to be from the national level to the states, and now we'll see exactly how it translates. And incidentally, then I attended last Friday. Again, I'm on the board for the National Counties Association, and part of the same presentation, the different presenter, but the same topic came up. So you can tell that this is going to be something that is going to be driven. This climate smart agriculture is going to be one of those things that is going to be at the forefront of it all. And on behalf of the National Association of Counties, kudos and congratulations to Los Angeles County for joining Operation Green Light. They recognize the counties that did support veterans and the initiatives that we took. So that was great. And now we know this is going to be a yearly activity that's going to take place. So it was great to bring those kudos back to everyone. I had an opportunity to attend the DHS Adoption Day celebration a couple of weeks ago with DHS and the courts and our council. It was an incredible emotional day for families that have adopted a child and given that opportunity to a new life. Incredible emotional. So if you haven't been to one of those, I certainly would say it'll make your day and basically gives you a whole different perspective in the way we see life. So, and we also had last week we met with our city partners, the city of Trinidad. Mr. Doran Camps and I attended a meeting to plan the legislative roundtable that's going to be held on January the 4th from 9:30 to noon. So we invite the community to be there. Just kind of briefly to give you the 30,000 foot perspective, we are inviting both U.S. senators, representatives, or themselves if they happen to be available, Senator Bennett Hickenlooper. We're inviting the third congressional representative, Ms. Boebert. And we're also extending an invitation to our local legislative representatives, State Representative-elect Mr. Ty Winter and Senator elect for District 35, Mr. Rob Pelton. And then we also have one of the things that we want to highlight, Mr. Ray Odom, the Veterans Service Officer for Los Angeles County, has done so much for veterans. He will also be one of the key presentations that we're going to be bringing to our community from our county, because what he has done and the services that we are providing for our veterans, it's just paramount to anything. We invited also representatives from the mine, from Evergreen. We will have, obviously, the city and county commissioners attending, and I believe that there is so much opportunity to get that information. We have an invitation also. I spoke with a representative from the Attorney General's office yesterday on the opioid settlement. What is happening, how much money is coming to Colorado, how much money is going to be coming to Region 19, and how we spend those dollars. So they have accepted that. And then there is one of the local presenters that we're inviting as well is the Keep Trinidad Safe. There is a new initiative, and the Trinidad Community Foundation, through direct legislation, applied for some grants. And there are some nonprofits in Trinidad doing some great work in keeping Trinidad safe. So they're going to be joining us as well, but stay tuned. And so on December the 4th, at 9:30 a.m., and this is going to be held at Trinidad State College at the Pioneer Room. That's already been secure. So we're as we go through the process, I think we should be able to finalize the agenda in the next very, very near future. So that would be my update.
Chairman, if I may add
one
last comment on the Trinidad State College tournament. I forgot to make mention to all of the coaching staffs for all they've done for their community efforts for our kids. And also for our referees that were there, and here's one here today, Mr. David Stephen. Thank you for what you guys do. It really puts a lot of time into it, and thank you for doing it. Thank you.
Supporting our youth. Thank you so much. Elected officials update. We have had a text message from our sheriff. There is no update from his office, and we have our county assessor, Mrs. Jody Amato, is not here. She's attending a conference. So I don't know if we have anyone from the clerk and recorder's office to provide an update. Anyone from our treasurer's office? Anyone from our district attorney's office? The coroner? County coroner, and anyone from the county surveyor. Well, thank you. We are going to go at this time a public update, public comments. Mr. Don Anthony.
No one signed up for sure.
Okay, thank you. Anyone online that wishes to address the Board of County Commissioners under public comment? Okay. We will go to unfinished business. There is an item listed in there, consideration of Loblaw Valley liquor license renewal. It is my understanding that that particular application has been withdrawn. So,
do we need to take any formal action, Councilor?
You have a pending application. You have a pending application before you, so they withdraw.
So the applicant had met all of the criteria to apply for a liquor license. So,
if I may, Chairman, I believe I had a concern with the liquor license being approved due to the fact that the business has been shuttered for over 15, 20 years. It has not been opened. And my concern at that time was, why would we grant a license permit if the business is not open? And so that's why we gave them an opportunity to come here and do a presentation to us. But with it being withdrawn, the application being withdrawn, I would take that as they're not wanting to move forward with the application.
They've withdrawn through an email. They verbally told the recorder that they withdrawn. So that's the information that you have before you. I would still say you have a pending application and have to make a motion on whether or not to renew the application based on the information you have, which can include any emails that you have received.
And formality to remove from the table prior to?
Yes, because we tabled that application, that is correct. So I would entertain a motion to take that item off the table.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Yes.
So at this time also, I will entertain a motion.
So open for discussion with it being presented as is with the clerk of records office, I will make a motion to deny Ludlow Valley liquor license.
You know, and I went back, Commissioner, and I looked at the documentation, I looked at statute, and they met all the requirements. They haven't been opened. But since we had the withdrawn, voluntary withdrawal from their perspective, I think in this particular, license application, I am going to support the application. So we have a motion and
then we'll have to table it for a future vote.
We can reach out to Joe and see if we can get something formally from the withdrawing application.
And that's exactly what I'm looking for.
So I'll make a I'll withdraw my motion to deny, make a motion to table.
Thank you, Commissioner. You see that? I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis?
Yes.
And certainly my concern is I want to have that official documentation from the Commissioner. Thank you. We will be at 10 o'clock stopping this meeting and going into a public hearing. So at this time, we're going to go into new business. Consideration of airport materials RFP. Mr. Gornkamp.
Commissioners, I'll ask the table to, excuse me, ask the board to table this item. We're actually going to wait until we have secured the funding. Finance Director Christy Coley has been doing yeoman's work on trying to get the state and by extension the EPA to commit to assisting us with brownfields funds to mitigate the materials out of the airport, and it is dragging on. So I talked with the only contractor that submitted a revised RFP. They're okay with holding out until, excuse me, holding on until we get secure that funding.
Thank you, sir.
So I ask you to take it, please.
I will make a motion to lay this on the table, the consideration of airport materials RFP.
Second motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9B, consideration of CECOM Universal Service Order Form, elevator phone line. Mr. Gornkamp.
Commissioner, before you for your consideration is an add-on to an agreement that the board has with CECOM for the VoIP line that is part of our security in the elevator. So if folks have issues in there, they can have a way of letting someone know there's an issue in there. Instead of pounding on the doors. And the cost is appears to be $25 a month in addition to what we're currently paying the CECOM. And we've made a few changes, but it appears we need to make a few more changes as far as names, etc., on the signature line and on who the contacts are. But we'll have those changes made, and the one that I see that needs to be changed is we need to change. You guys are looking at the one that has Luis Lopez as a contact name on page 30. And we'll change that to Felix Lopez and remove Joseph Messis's name from the contact list. And then page 33, we'll remove, I believe it is the Lisa's name there also, I don't know, I don't have most.
As you, your name.
Okay, then we'll move me, and with Felix there, the town commissioner, and then both of Eva will have Felix. Felix's email and my, and Paula's raising her name.
I just have, I have a question, just because, so I pay CenturyLink for elevator telephone, is this replacing them?
It says it is with Comcast.
Seacom.
Seacom via the Comcast, it's ported through Comcast.
But I know I paid the, we have a telephone line. We have a telephone number, yeah.
Is it the line for here, or is it the line for DHS?
The bill is our elevator.
Correct.
And we paid that line a long time.
Commissioners, then I'd ask you to table this until we get this cleared up.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion. Motion to table. I second the motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. Consideration of Kim Area Volunteer Fire Department Ambulance Service WITAP Grant Application. Mr. Gronka?
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration is WITAP grant application that Kim Amitus District is submitting, I believe. And I think what they're requesting is a $5,000 contribution to WITAP for purchase for a total, you know, donate $18,050 for a total project of $23,050. And this to replace their, what I understand is a Life Pack 12. Life Pack 15. So I guess if there's any question, maybe Mr. Petraeus could assist.
Chief, do you have any additional information?
So that is the portion of this year's WITAP that we normally get. We normally get county get 15,000, which we came to you last month or the month before for the medical direction. This is the additional 5,000 that they have overflow. So we have turned in annuals since the whole county has let Nikki and Kim volunteer fire department get some needed equipment that they have. The Life Pack 12 is no longer serviceable and is not secured by the FDA, so she has to replace that. So she's working with that, and WITAP is wanting to get those funds kind of secure so that they can do their work. So I think that's why that's coming up now, and Nikki is working hard to secure those other funds if she hasn't already through her fundraising efforts to secure the other 18,000 for the purchase of that refurbished Life Pack 15 that will be within FDA specs.
And thank you so much for that reminder, Chief. You actually made that clarification when you came to us, and we indeed appreciated the fact that Kim knows the receiving these benefits. Thank you so much. Commissioner, any other discussion? Okay, I will make a motion to approve the Keene Area Volunteer Fire Department Ambulance Service WITAP grant application for the $5,000.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of letter of agreement with Denver Air Route Traffic Control Center. Mr. Gronkow.
Commissioners, the board approved the original agreement a few meetings back, but when we received the signed portion from Denver Air Route Traffic Control, they had made a few changes. So I put the new one, the most recent version, up here in consideration. And I don't know if through the bulk thing you have to deny or kick out for lack of a better way of describing the original one, or this would be in lieu of, or how you got to phrase that.
I was actually, as I read this last night, and one of my notes is we will be approving this to replace what had been presented to us before with whatever changes. So I think that would suffice. and I get a nod, so. Commissioner Luis Lopez, any questions?
If the council has more questions or concerns, I'm good.
Very good, so I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the letter agreement with Denver Airport Traffic Control Center.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Consideration of Trinidad Ambulance District 2023 license. Chief, you want?
Just wanted to come before the board and if there's any questions that I can answer for the application process. I do know that the state is pushing through some legislation of changing the ambulance licensing procedures. I will tell you that Chief Moreno and myself will be at the forefront of that. I have just been elected to be on one of the legislative committees for IMSAC, so we'll be able to, and that's one of the topics that we'll be addressing in the future.
So as we do it now, we go through the health department and then get all the information and inspections and all that.
Correct.
Coming before the board. What are they looking at possibly having another body to oversee this?
So one thing is, and I do believe that the counties, from what I've been told at this juncture, is that counties are still going to have a voice. But Colorado is one of the only states that does not have a state licensure for ambulances. So I think they're trying to change that. I do understand that counties, and I believe Los Angeles County has spoken up as well, that we want a voice of be at the table for that. So I think that's one of the things that our concern is as well. It's been done for so long, or done very well this far. So we want to make sure that we ensure that we have a seat at the table.
So if I may just a tad extrapolate on it, the conversations we had when the bill was passing through the legislature, what we wanted to do is certainly the state will give us either I believe it's going to be a ceiling or a floor, but any county basically cannot, and for the sake of security, we have always done our due diligence at the county level. And the state is pretty much, what I'm telling you here is your guide process, which we already have. And I think 64 counties have done fantastic in the last forever, if you will, managing their ambulance district services. So, but the rulemaking, and I'm glad that you are stepping up and you're going to be serving in there, the rulemaking as we go through the process, we will continue to say that counties, through partnership and collaboration with the ambulance services that are provided, we understand what the obligations, but we also understand the responsibilities and liabilities there. So, but thank you for doing that. And that's kind of, I have not read the rulemaking, the recommendations, so I'm not going to presume that A or B, but certainly I want to say thank you for stepping up and
I know our first meeting on that legislative committee is the 16th of this month, so hopefully I have a better idea of what we're looking at and kind of make sure that we have a voice for roll call. Thank you.
Of the 196 pages presented, are they all ready to go?
Yeah. You know, this needs to be translated for in some instances, but we do go through them, and personally, the check marks from the guiding authority outside of ours, it's a yes.
So,
Commissioner?
I have no other questions or concerns. I'd just like to thank our ambulance district. What you guys do protecting the population, the public, and being there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you.
And one thing I wanted to make sure to mention too, with the grant for the RETAG, the $15,000 that, and just so we're clear, is for the whole county, including the Ken Volunteer Fire Department, for our medical grants.
Yes.
So that's all inclusive of that, and that's what we use those on.
And that's changed. It wasn't like that back in the
No.
So thank you.
So we have some new leadership and I look forward to moving forward.
Thank you for getting that done.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Motion to approve the Trinidad Amherst District 2023 license.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yeah, yes.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much. Consideration of Stonewall Shop and Bag Liquor License Renewal. Counselor, do you have any concerns, any questions?
I renew the application and it is continued.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Only that they have some really good green chili up here. They are nice, nice folks, and I have no questions or concerns, and if I may do so, make the motion to approve the Stonewall Shopping Bag Liquor License Renewal.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Consideration of Valley Lock Court for additional security upgrades, Mr. Duncan.
Commissioners, when Valley Lock, the great consideration is Valley Lock's additional court for security upgrades. Valley Lock came in and installed, I guess I would call them panic buttons, for lack of a better way of describing them. And found that there were some areas in the courthouse where our wireless internet, which is integral to these panic buttons, operating properly, had some issues. We were going to have strong Wi-Fi. So my understanding is that this quote thing will take care of those issues. And when I asked Carl Cooter with Valley Lock why this wasn't considered the original quote, he said that they did not realize at that time there were these dead spots. There's spots where there's weakened Wi-Fi, and I talked with our IT person, Aiden, and he concurred that there are some areas in the courthouse that Wi-Fi is lacking. So this will take care of those areas, and those bank buttons should be operational and replaced at their install.
And this is a one-time expense to correct that deficiency.
That's correct.
And it falls under our minimum amount for bid procurement process. So, Finance Director, do we have the funding for this?
We do.
Do you have any other questions?
I knew you had a question, sir. So, thank you so much. I will make a motion to approve the Valley Lock additional security services upgrades.
Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of 2022 Emergency Management Performance Grant, EMPG, Mr. Duncan.
Commissioners, through discussions with Christy Coleman and with our administrative assistant, Paula Lucero, they finally made my mind clear as to exactly what the board is entering into, because it, whatever reason, I think it's a long story. But what this is a grant that will allow us to pay for part of our past emergency manager's salary. So it's an opportunity in that shift.
With this is retroactive from 1 January 2022 to 31st December 2022.
Correct.
That clarification. Now, Commissioner Lopez, any other discussion questions?
Just a thank you to Christy Coleman and Paula Sir for getting this accomplished and working through this. I have no comments.
Okay. I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the 2022 Emergency Management Performance Grant program.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Section 10, Financial Matters, Consideration of Bills and Payroll for the second half of November 2022. Director of Finance, cover me.
Payroll as of November 30th was $193,818.95. Any questions on payroll? Bills paid on November 16th, $203,798.36.
in that packet, and royalties of $15,000. And then bills paid on November 30th, $78,267.90. Any questions on invoices that were paid?
I have a question on payroll with the clerk's office on the recall, the recount. Does she have enough funding in that budget to cover that?
We will be reimbursed. I asked you, that's the first question I asked. We will be reimbursed by the state.
Did you guys have a question on recount? Joseph.
Hello.
Hello.
Joe.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can now, you're kind of muffled.
Your voice really seems to be digitized.
Do you have a question on the recount?
Yeah, the question was, Mr. Mestes, is if the funds were allocated, i.e. budgeted for the recount that for Congressional District 3.
It's going to reimburse at 100% for the costs, and I've given them cost estimates of what we think it's going to run, and we'll actually begin that work tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you so much for the response and clarification.
Thanks.
Finance Director Corberly, any additional information?
No, nothing.
Okay. Commissioner Luis Lopez, any questions on that?
I have no questions.
No questions. I make a motion to approve the bills and payroll for the second half of November 2022.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. And at this time, we are going to be taking a recess. I will make a motion to take a recess for the, I think that hasn't been changed yet, but it's 9:42 for the public hearing. We'll come back and then we'll go into executive session. So we'll have a second to the motion. Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. We'll reconvene this at 10 o'clock. This is way too quiet.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
I think you're missing the closer to that.
Yeah, 20 points, I'll take or anything. It should give me 5 minutes.
Bigger my heels or something.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, we will, ladies and gentlemen, it is now 10 o'clock. I will entertain a motion to resume the Board of County Commissioners and enter into this public hearing. And today, once again, it is December 6th, 2022.
I make the motion to come out of recess and enter into the liquor license hearing for the Royal Tavern.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, so 10 o'clock at this point in time, we're going to call any anyone wishing to provide a comment pro on the liquor license application for the Royal Cover. Do we have anyone wishing to provide testimony pro testimony for the Royal Tavern at this point in time, either here or online. And if you do so, we're going to go through swearing in.
Mr. Graham?
Sure.
Welcome.
Oh,
yes.
Would you please come up? I know you're here for the application on your liquor license, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
At this point in time, sir, our counsel is willing to swear you in.
Good morning.
Hi.
Can you please raise your right hand, sir? Do you solemnly affirm under the penalty of perjury the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Can you please state your name for the record?
Pardon me?
Your name for the record, please.
I'm Dale C. Duran.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Duran.
Good morning.
So we have an application in front of us as the Board of County Commissioners from the from your business, the Royal Tavern. Please explain to us, and this is basically a public hearing. We invited you to come here and give us an explanation for the renewal of your license, sir.
Explanation why I want to renew it?
That's correct.
I don't feel like quitting yet. It's going to be 47 years that I've done it. I see no reason not to apply for it.
And Chairman, if I may,
please.
Are you saying you want to know why it's not open or why?
Let me give a little bit of background perspective why we're at this point, Mr. Duran. It was brought to the board's attention that a license with the health department was not in compliance at that time, or we would probably have went forward with it at that time. So this is the opportunity to see if that has been resolved with the health department.
I don't know what's going on with this over there, but I asked them to give you a brochure or something to show me what they need or what they want.
Okay.
And Mr. Chavez, I guess, in charge now, you don't know. And I yell that what we have is not theirs. So I don't know what to do.
Okay, so I think they are on the call today too, so we'll give them a chance to speak here shortly and be sworn in as well.
That is correct.
But the whole reason why we tabled the liquor license application is because we were notified from the health department that you didn't have a food license. That's
what I understand. Why they need another sink in there either. It's just mind-boggling. There's four sinks behind the bar. I don't understand. Maybe we're a food service. If you serve food, but I'm not allowed to serve food anymore according to the health inspector. Or have the proper kitchen.
So, Mr. Duran, you haven't had an opportunity to meet with the health department?
No.
Okay.
Just that Mr. Chavez, and he didn't know anything about it. He gave me a little brochure. Part of it says that food service people need it for the sick. He didn't say anything about bars or taverns. I was wondering if I don't serve food, why would I need another sink? It's amazing. We have hot soapy water, hot rinse water, and then sanitized water. So our hands are always sanitized. You understand that? Of course, I know you guys don't either, so to the health department.
So, kind of a question for legal. Under the tavern license code, which this is what is has here, right? This is a type of tavern license. What's the legalities for providing some sort of frozen or pizzas or food that we know?
Under 443.414, which is the tavern license, subsection 1 reads, the tavern license shall be issued to persons selling alcohol beverages by the drink only to customers for consumption on the premises. The tavern license shall have sandwiches and light snacks available for consumption on the premises during business hours, but need not have meals available for consumption. Under the statute, some type of food, sandwiches can include frozen pizzas, burritos, things of that nature, but some type of food has to be under the law.
So, counsel, would it be proper if we swear in? I see we have Ms. Robin Sykes from the health department. So we can ask some of the questions while we have Mr. Moran as well present.
I think it'd be simple to show me what I have to do. The only thing that remember is sick. There was something else that they wanted done, but I don't remember what it was.
And that is correct. What we want to make certain that the health department and you have a conversation, and I would even say that a walkthrough would be proper, so they can identify and go over through the checklist that they may have. So, Ms. Sykes, are you online with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. Let us go through the swearing in, and we have a couple of questions for you, ma'am.
Ms. Sykes, can you please raise your right hand for me? Do you solemnly affirm under the penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name for the record, and then you can provide your
Robin name. Sykes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Sykes, for being here with us today. So just for you who are listening, in the background was there was not a food license at the time that this came before the board, so we are here at this point with this public hearing moving forward. So under the statute that Ms. Nelson just read, with having sandwiches and or frozen burritos and that type of small types of product available, would that require a full-on restaurant-style seat capacities, or can it be something like a convenience store would sell where they're not preparing the food and they could not have to comply with the full sinks and the issues that Mr. Duran mentioned earlier?
So, If we want to just step back a little bit and talk about the inspection that instigated this this concern from our department, the last time I was in there was in 2019, and then shortly thereafter we went into COVID. But at that time, there was no hand sink in the bar, no way for them to wash their hands, and food was being brought in from the home that was being prepared in a home, not from a approved source. So those things initiated this comment by us. And since then, we have not been able to get in there for any type of inspection. So we can't move forward with licensing if we can't get in and do an inspection and we don't have these items that are in compliance. So those are the things that this department's looking to address for this hearing.
Okay, and thanks for the background. But for that being said, if the food was not being prepared from a home and was prepackaged items, would they need to be required for all of the kitchen facilities that a full-blown restaurant would be, or could they not need that other than a washing to wash their hands?
So they could do frozen pizzas. That is still licensable because it's a perishable type food item. So it still requires at least a limited food service license. But within that, he still has to have a 3-compartment sink to wash the glasses or whatever he's serving bar drinks in, potentially a pizza cutter, a scoop for the ice, and then like a pizza server or something such as that, pizza pan. So those things all need to be washed. And so yeah, he still is required to have at a minimum the 3-compartment sink and a hand wash sink, because when you touch dirty glasses or utensils from a customer, you don't want to pass those same germs on to the next customer. So a separate hand sink must be provided and cannot be part of the 3-compartment sink, and it can't be the same one that the customers use in the restrooms for the restrooms to wash their hands. So there has to be a completely separate sink for that.
Okay. So what Mr. Duran testified that he does have the 3-compartment sink as now, and possibly not the hand washing sink. So between yourself and Mr. Duran, can you to come to an appointment, make an appointment to do the inspection, so we can move forward with this. Would that be available for you, Mr. Green?
Sure, anytime.
Okay. So, because that's, you know, we want to, this business has been here for 40 some years, and I sure hate to see it be shuttered due to the fact of a of just a compliance issue that we could probably easily resolve with with a sink at this time. And then make sure
she's not familiar with bars, I guess, because she mentioned washing glasses, the extra sink, and that's ridiculous. We already have three sinks to do that.
So whatever needs to be done moving forward, I think that's, for my opinion, of assisting you and having the health department assist you to keep your doors open. I think that might be best issue at this time. And will we have to table this again, or will we move? We can make a motion, Counselor, providing a license is permitted.
If I may, Commissioner, my recommendation, I think, you know, went back and read a lot of the statute, and I think what this is actually making exactly what Commissioner Luis Lopez is saying. The health department and you get together, go through a walkthrough, and identify the corrections. And I would imagine, besides, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think what would have to happen is you would have to certify, even once, you know, the two of you get together, we want you to update or whatever the case may be, and just notify the notify us that the requirements have been met. And then at that point in time, I think my perspective would be to table it and give the opportunity for the two of you to work together and then come back and we can review the progress and recommendations from the health department. Am I kind of on the right perspective, Ms. Sykes?
Yeah, that's exactly what we'd like to do. We want him to be in compliance, but at the time of the last inspection, that we got no response from that inspection, those inspection requirements, and so we can't move forward with it being an approved facility in our mind, because that happens with all of our places that hold liquor licenses here in Trinidad and the county. So same thing. Well,
the question I would have moving forward, Chairman, is your license expiration date, what is the expiration date of that license? Because if it expires without a renewal, the fees change.
Once he filed his renewal application, he is attractive until you make a decision.
Okay, good. Thank you, Counselor. I withdraw the question, Mr. Duran.
I will let you know if you take, we will be setting it again for another hearing that you will have to post notice for. Could you read? You have to at least 10 days notice, because you have to publish it for a public hearing. Again, just.
And I think, you know, given the conditions, if we approve, and so my question would be, if we approve today, as Commissioner Luis Lopez is talking about, given meeting of the conditions, I am also okay with that. But I'd rather you and the health department, Mr. Duran, get together, go through the process, and even if we have to have another hearing like we're having today, I think if the conditions are met, it would be much simpler. And possibly, it just to me, it's a thing of communication.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that, Mr. Grant. You'll be able to operate still until we reconvene, probably within the next, what, scheduling 30 days.
I would just clarify that he will still have an active liquor license. I'm not sure he's allowed to do with the health department's position, but as far as the board stands, he would have an active liquor license until a decision is made.
Thank you, Counselor.
I could add one thing. The license that he currently holds with us expires December 31st of this year.
That's for the food service.
Yeah. So how long do the licenses last, Ms. Sykes, from the health department? If the last time you were in there was 2019?
It lasts, it's a calendar year license. And so he has received those renewals, but it's been recommended to us from the state that if someone is not being inspected and is still holding on to a license, then we should not renew that license. So
so there is an active approved license right now. However, you just haven't had an inspection for the future license for 2023.
Right. Right.
Well, that puts another conundrum in there. If it's an active license, can we even deny it or move forward? Do we have to approve it? I think we're going to need some legal advice and take a 10-minute recess for executive session for advice by legal counsel. I'll make that motion.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. I'll be right back. Just go and have a seat.
No, I thought it was off. I thought I turned it off.
Thank you for your patience, Mr. Duran, Mrs. Sykes. We appreciate it. We will now resume our public hearing.
Motion to exit executive session and reconvene the hearing.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Chairman, if I may,
proceed.
Commissioner Duran, in hearing the testimony today between yourself and the health department, by statute, it appears that you are in compliance with the health department and have an active license. Therefore, we cannot move forward and deny until a later date, if possibly you do not come in compliance with that department. Since your license is active as right now till the end of December, I feel we can move forward at this time, Chairman, in making a motion to move forward on this issue. So it does appear, but I highly recommend that you do make the date with an appointment with Ms. Sykes in the Health Department and for your future license of December or January 2023, moving forward and get it come into compliance for that year. It actually says we're not in compliance because of an inspection, but you have an active legal license from the state of Colorado, with Los Angeles County, and the Health Department, and therefore I see no reason, Chairman, to not approve at this time.
So you're making a motion to proceed and approve the liquor license for the Royal Tavern?
Yes, I am. I make that motion to approve the liquor license for the Royal Tavern, Mr. Durden.
And I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Duran.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And just follow up with the Health Department.
I'll stop by now and see if I can talk to him.
Okay. Robin, are you in the offices?
I am.
Okay.
Very good.
I understand that Chavez is going to take care of me. Is that true?
He is the current inspector for that facility. I did it back in 2019, and since then we've shifted some inspections. So yeah, he will be the compliance person, but it's still our department, so it's fine. He can talk to either one of us.
Okay.
Thank you both for your time.
Thank you, sir. It is now 10:22, and this public hearing has been closed. At this point in time, I will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive session under CRS 24-6424B, confirm with the county attorney for purposes of receiving legal advice on acknowledgement, LUR, and audit.
And I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Back in the hot room.